Because if they do things way out of the ordinary, yeah, then, like, the whole subconscious will be onto them, and then everyone in, like, yeah, a 2-mile radius will come and devour their soul.
I guess.
It's like the...
If it was me, like, I would just be like, fuck it, summon an A-10 rat, like... and warthog or something, just like fly around in the air.
Rhino team.
Happy birthday, Markiplier! It's your birthday.
we're
Happy medium
birthday,
mix,
Markiplier,
and we're here to celebrate Mark Fishbox's 32nd birthday. Happy
Marky
birthday,
Moose,
Mark.
Birthday.
You guys ready to get started,
yeah,
on the Muppet Show tonight?
No, no. That's copyright.
Yay! All
right, we're
doing Inception in honor of Markiplier's birthday, apparently, because that's his favorite movie of all time.
It's not.
It's
we don't
on,
actually
it's
know
on
that.
Wikipedia. Go now look. Made you look.
Now you're going to have a bunch of Reddit users changing the Wikipedia for Inception and... in like subtext.
Yes, because all the Wikipedia people watch our podcast.
What do you mean?
Everybody watches our podcast. Yeah. Haven't you seen those two comments that we get?
Oh, me and Zach.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
All like, the comes from us just
on there.
I'm
like, haha, so funny.
From like a month ago. Mm. We still haven't posted.
We have to.
Still like a month behind.
We have to start
uploading the raw footage.
Yeah, I know. We haven't. Listen, my name's Nick.
And I try my best.
I try. I really do.
My name's Nick. This is Vicky. That's Jack. That's Nick.
Hello.
That's Alex. And this is Kurt. He's
special
a new
guest.
Newcomer.
Yay!
Special guest.
That didn't sound enthusiastic enough.
Yay!
I'll probably add it in some like explosions or like planes flying.
Yes.
We got Christopher Nolan in the making here. No,
Michael
Bay.
Like the same person.
I don't know, because I don't
Michael
touch,
Bay.
I don't touch.
I was talking about Jack.
Fox.
Not everything's about you, Nick. I was talking about Jack, because we both said Michael Bay.
Sorry. All right, who wants to do the synopsis?
That was you, dude.
Is it me?
Yeah, that's
yes.
That's what I meant by like.
Oh, I thought I was doing like the actual intro.
How about we
no,
do?
No, no,
how
do
about,
the synopsis.
Okay. How about we do rock, paper, scissors, see who does it?
That's stupid. No, Nick. I feel like Nick would explain it the best.
No, I wouldn't.
Definitely Vicky.
I was confused the whole time. I don't think I have the brain power to do
the whole
thing.
I need to time myself because this is like a long movie and it's confusing.
I can
how about we
out.
Do it like
I
piece
mean,
by piece?
Well, how about
let's just go through the movie and divide it into sections
was
to make
it, start
it easier
with?
To digest.
It starts with Leonardo DiCaprio Cobb.
Capio.
Right? Leonardo DiCaprio.
DiCaprio.
He's on the beach. He sees some children, but he never sees his faces. And then some dude with a gun takes him off the beach and into a Japanese castle, right, where he sits down with an old man, and he's like, he takes a little dreidel off at Leonardo DiCaprio. He's like, right, I've
so
seen this before.
Let's not explain the whole
so
thing.
Okay.
Okay.
We don't need to go that in depth.
Okay, I'll go even more abridged. I'll go even more abridged, I promise. Okay.
So just say
then,
it starts with the like a flashback.
Starts with flashback, and then it flashes even further back to like when the old man was young. And Leonardo and his friend Arthur are trying to explain to the guy, hey, we can prepare you so you can like be you can have defenses against people trying to enter your dreams. And guy's like, that sounds pretty dumb. I'll think about it. Then he leaves, and Leonardo DiCaprio walks out and sees his dead wife on the balcony, and she's like, hey, can we like have sex?
Dude, again, you're going
wait,
way
what?
Too
wait,
in
wait,
depth.
Wait, hold on.
Don't interrupt me. Don't interrupt me.
We're going to be doing this for an hour. This is
so
the podcast.
They're trying to rob the Asian guy's like thoughts or something, like extract an idea from his head because that's what they are paid by a corporation to do called COBOL. And they end up failing, and the guy is like, you know, you guys are really sucky, but I got a job for you guys. I want you to go into this other like corporation's heir and like
his heir
to the empire of my rival corporation and incept a idea into his head. Inception.
Implant.
Implant. Incept an idea into his head to basically dismantle his father's empire. So that's what the whole like
premise
of the story is. That's what they're trying to do. So Leonardo Cop has to go like assemble a team to try to go into this guy's head. He needs a architect, a constructor, a physicist and a chemist or whatnot, right? So he goes and hires his best friends, Ellen Page, Tom Hardy, and two other people that I can't
Ellen
really name.
Page.
Well,
Elliot Page. Elliot I don't
Page.
Know.
That's their new name now.
Ellen Page. Change it on the wiki.
Ellen DeGeneres.
Ellen DeGeneres.
Ellen DeGeneres.
Hold on, I'm finding it.
Right, it's Elliot Page.
Elliot Page.
Yeah, okay, whatever. Same name. So yeah, they're basically, Ellen Page is like, I can write little mazes on a piece of paper and you won't solve it in a minute. And the guy was like, yeah, that's pretty cool. You're smart. You're on the team. So he takes her into his dream, and he basically lets Ellen Page mess around in Leonardo DiCaprio's dreams. And is like, go make shit. So she makes shit.
Nick, you're going way
heck?
Too in depth.
We said go a bridge, and you're like, okay.
So she's making stuff. Okay, hang on.
No, just stop.
You're
let
done.
Me finish.
You're
let
done.
Me finish.
His mission, and then they do the mission.
Let me finish.
They think they fail. They didn't fail at the end.
No, that's not.
No. What
the fuck? Let me finish. All right.
That's pretty quick.
Nick got the whole premise of this story. They're trying to perform Inception on this guy's mind, who's the heir to the empire of his dad's empire.
Okay, so his name.
Yeah.
The guy's name is Saito, who hires them, and he wants Khan to go.
Is it his
like,
him competitor?
Yeah, it's his competitor.
His competitor. His competitor is dying.
It's like they're about
business.
To. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And his son is taking up the throne, so he wants
to like sow the
Cobb
seeds of
and
doubt.
His team to go inside of his son's dreams and plant an idea to dismantle the entire corporation. By the time he inherits the company.
Yeah.
So that's what this whole movie is about. Is that
but why
planning?
Is he doing it?
Because it does. It. So, he doesn't want it to be a superpower.
No. Well, he's hiring Cobb. And the reason why Cobb is willing to do it is because Saito will basically call off the authorities who are like keeping out of America so he can go see his kids.
Because, Cobb is wanted, by the way.
Yeah, he's wanted by a corporation called COBOL.
No.
No,
he's wanted
no.
by,
he's just wanted by all the authorities.
Faked her death.
And everybody thinks
and
he killed
her. Like, blamed him.
Yeah.
Well, she didn't fake her death. She
did
die.
Well, she did.
But she told them that he killed her.
Yeah. He made her. She wrote, like, the will.
He was, like, threatening her or something.
So we got the premise. That's the premise of the movie. So,
suck it, Christopher Nolan. Who wants to bring up their first point? Who has points about the movie? I have a point about the cast.
Okay.
Why does he stick with, like, the same people? Why does Christopher Nolan always stick with, like, the same people in his movies? I'm fine with it.
Name, like, three other movies where he uses these same people.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt is in Dark Knight Rises. Cillian Murphy is in all the Dark Knight movies. Tom Hardy is in Dark Knight.
Christopher Nolan did the Dark Knight movies?
Yes, he did. Tom Hardy is in the Dark Knight movies.
True.
Michael Caine is in, like, almost all of them.
Say Tom Hardy.
When does he ever use Leonardo
No, Tom
DiCaprio?
Hardy.
Oh.
A good actor.
Titanic.
Michael Caine is in
What?
Everything.
That was Christopher Nolan?
No, you didn't do Titanic.
No, I said Michael Caine is in everything.
Oh, well, he's...
Has he ever used Leonardo DiCaprio before?
He's used him in...
Did he do Great Gatsby?
No.
No.
Did he do Great Gatsby?
Great Gatsby.
The Great Gatsby.
Dude, the first scene where he's talking with Saito when he's, like, young... He literally looks like he just came from shooting The Great Gatsby. He's like wearing a like
yeah,
cool,
it's...
like black suit and whatnot. And his hair's combed back.
Yeah, I was so confused because like my first time watching it, I was like, "What the fuck is going on?" I was like, "How do I go from old to like,
I think that's...
new and like slick?" I was like, "I don't understand."
Yeah, it was very confusing in the beginning.
Was it? Did you really find it that confusing of a movie?
Well, at the end, it kind of made sense. It was like it was a flashback. Mm-hmm. Or it was like the future, like the end of the movie. At the very beginning of the movie, right? It's like,
or was it?
Like
or was it always the beginning?
Shut up!
What are we talking about?
Well, because the thing is that he's old in the beginning, and the only way that you can be old is if you're like in that dream space for like
the 50.
Yeah, however long.
Yeah.
So that means that Saito would have already had to be in there. For a while, so there's kind of like that gap. So a lot of people are saying he's been in limbo
for like 30 years.
Yeah,
or
he's
something.
Been in that for the entire time, and that's why it's still like not confirmed whether or not he's in a dream or not.
He's probably in like his
50s. But isn't it technically only like 20 minutes or something.
Yeah, but
for
your
his
mind
whole
makes
life.
It feel like it's
yeah.
No.
Yeah. In the real world, it was like 10 seconds.
Yeah.
Well, but, I was gonna bring up because like remember when I don't remember Cobb and his wife Mal mm-hmm. when they mm-hmm. got so far when they were experimenting. They felt like they were in there forever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, but,
yeah,
and like when you get that flashback, they still look super young. So, like.
Yeah.
They're probably, like, because they're, like, passed out on the floor or something.
Yeah, they were
dead. They probably
they
were
like,
out for, like.
Layers deep is
yeah.
what they
mm-hmm.
did.
Oh, they were out for, like, maybe 3 hours. And they were trapped in there for, like, 50 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They said it was
that's
long.
Crazy.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
What
but
if we could do that?
I have a. So, like, I don't understand the full story behind Cobb and Mal. Like, why were they even in there experimenting?
Because
in the first place.
Because Cobb was hired by Cold, whatever the company, I'm pretty sure, and then
Cobalt?
Yeah.
I think he was just. Yeah. I think he was just screwing with it, just
yeah.
because he wanted to see what he
yeah.
could do.
He probably wanted
because
to push
they,
his first
they,
person he put under.
Yeah, weren't they architects or something like that? And like this
mm-hmm.
gave them like the ultimate space to build in.
I think so.
Yeah. They were able to go and just kind of like let their minds loose and just build everything. But then after 50 years, they're like, okay, I don't want to do this anymore.
Imagine just being locked in Garry's Mod sandbox for 50 years.
Yeah, that's what it's like, Nick. It's just like being locked in Garry's Mod sandbox. I'm going to just /everything.
But anyways, in this movie, we have really like two plots. You know, one is the main story where they're doing the mission for the, what's his name?
Saito.
Yeah, to perform the inception on the kid's mind.
Fisher.
And then the other, or Fisher, yeah, Fisher's mind. And then the other story, other plot, is with Mal and Cobb. You know, how Mal is constantly interfering with all the missions, and she keeps coming back into his head. And it's a constant, like, state of him trying to, like, lock her away in his, like, distant memories. And,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And her constantly trying to free herself and, what's the girl's name, the architect?
Mal?
Ari?
Ari Dan.
Ari Dredden.
Aridian. Aridian.
Ariadne.
Yeah, and then Ari finding out about all that and, you know, kind of, like, digging deeper into that and, you know, exposing, like, what actually happened. So it's pretty cool. Like, you know, they're able to tie in two whole plots into the story.
Why did she feel the need to, like, go and, like, snoop on his dreams in the
first
place?
Because it was interfering with the mission in the first place.
I think she was also
and she picked up on
him.
That because of, like, when Leonardo was first showing her how to do it.
Yeah, and she ran up and stabbed him, yeah.
Yeah. And he was like, you're building things from memory. Don't do that because
yeah.
that will, like, trigger the person's subconscious to, like,
no, no, no.
Attack
you. If they build from memory, then eventually they won't be able to decipher which if they're in a dream or if they're not.
Yeah.
So if they build, like, an entire, like, New York City in their dream, then, you know, they don't, like, you know, and they fall asleep in their subconscious and wake back up for the next day.
They won't be able to
yeah, eventually,
discern.
Over
yeah.
time, they'll be like, wait a second, like, this is New York City, and there's
mm-hmm.
people walking around and everything. I can't decipher what's actually real.
That's why he has
not.
A little dreidel,
that's
is like
the
totem.
Yeah, that's why
that's
they
a
have
really,
the totem.
That's a really dumb totem, because, like, what if he, like, like, you ever play Beyblade, and you just, like, get a really good rip? And it spins
I'm pretty
for
sure
like
it's not
like,
going to spin forever.
I don't think he's got a. Yeah,
well,
he pulls out a Beyblade out of his. He's
how
like,
long does he sit there for? And he's like, okay, if
that
it doesn't spin for like 2 minutes,
yeah.
I'm going to
well,
shoot
well,
myself
it.
In the head. What if it spins
I
for 3 minutes? And he's like, okay, I think it's spinning forever. Bung!
All right, we'll give it a light
dies.
Spin. So
but also,
spin
like,
for...
if he spins the little spindle or the top, whatever he has, how does he like? How does he know if it's like in his dream or not? Because.
Yeah.
Like, will it consistently spin? Like, does it end?
And that's kind of one of the things that I never understood about the whole totems. And
well, no,
like...
no, no. The whole reason for the totem is to protect themselves from other people performing inception on them. So when other people infiltrate
wow.
their...
Okay.
So, you know, how they performed inception on all, like, their victims, like Sato or Sato or whatever, and then, like, the kid or Fisher.
Mm-hmm.
Fisher.
Mm. They went into their minds, but it was their construction. It was the architect's construction that
yeah.
they placed inside of their dreams.
They
so,
know they're going in.
Like, yeah, so they know they're inside of his head, but it's their construction that they built everything. So
mm-hmm.
when they go, so say somebody were to perform inception on Cobb, right, while he was sleeping, because they wanted to get some information out of him, and you know he didn't know if he was sleeping or not. Well, they're most likely they're not like. You're not supposed to show your totem to anybody else and, like, let them, like, figure out how it works, because if they figure out how it works, then they'll be able to replicate it inside of the dream. So that's
mm-hmm.
his way of being able to pull out his totem and spin it, and it's like, unique to him. Like, he knows, like, how long it's going to spin for, and...
Oh, that's why what's-his-name
oh.
had the way to die.
The way to die.
Yeah.
He knows exactly what...
I was going to ask you, like,
yeah,
how
knows,
does it die? It's, like,
determine what's loaded. So if he rolls it, he'll know exactly what roll it's supposed to roll.
So if it doesn't roll that, then he knows that somebody's performing extraction on him.
That's kind of smart. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I kind of prefer the dice over the other one, though.
The dice was pretty dope, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, it made sense, but
I don't understand how Ellen... What's her name? Ari. Ellen DeGeneres. Ellen DeGeneres' chest piece. How does Ari's...
Chest piece?
Yeah, her totem. How does Ari's totem work?
I don't know. It looked like it was flips it over
and it doesn't flip back or something.
Who knows? Yeah, it did not make sense.
What if she got one of the... What are the little, like... What are the bean things that we used to have as kids?
Oh,
Mighty Beans?
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. Now I'm going to have to look it up.
No.
Oh, those little things.
Yeah, where you'd, like, you'd flip them over.
Those were stupid.
That'd be my totem.
Mine would be dope. Silly Putty.
But yeah, how do they, when they're...
Silly Putty?
But the whole thing... All right,
what would be the concept about it? What would be different?
In reality, if you roll Silly Putty into a ball and you throw it on the floor, it'll bounce. In a dream, it won't bounce because that's the rule I created.
Why not with a bouncy ball that just doesn't bounce?
You're lame, shut up.
I'm pretty sure that's just called a marble.
Anyways.
It's really funny, though, because, like, the whole time, Cobb's just making the rules up as he goes. He's like, the way you get out of a dream is you either get kicked in the chest or you get shot in the head, right? And that's how you wake up. And then, like, later on, they have to raise the stakes. So he's like, wait, hang on. We can't put Saito out of his misery because he'll die now. Because, like,
he was supposed to be... that was actually a real...
We'll go to limbo.
Well, no, that makes sense because the sedative was stronger, so... The less the amount of sedative, the, like, shorter amount of time they're going to be asleep for. So it's like, imagine when you're, like, sleeping and, like, you fall off a cliff or something and you hit the ground. You never actually see yourself die, but you jolt awake or whatever right away. Like, but with them, it doesn't happen because
they're medicated.
Yeah, because they're too heavily sedated to where they can't just jolt up. But
thank you, Nick. copyright strike. So wait,
that's moving. That's like 30 years old.
But my
that's
question is, how do they like? How does it keep Cobb from going insane? Because when you enter in your own dream in your own mind, you can't exactly spin your totem because you know it's your totem. Like, how are you supposed to tell if it's a dream or not?
It's your subconscious.
It's kind of one of those things.
What do you mean?
Well.
Because that's exactly...
I don't know.
That's exactly what happened to Mao, because she thought she was still dreaming because she didn't have any way of... they didn't have any way of, like...
Well, that was because of the... Remember how he was like, I did Inception on her?
Yeah.
Because he basically changed her from the inside so she couldn't discern what was reality and what was a dream.
Yeah, but you always see Cobb just constantly spinning that thing because he doesn't know if he's inside of a dream or not. So, like... Mm-hmm. Say he gets trapped into his own dream.
Mm-hmm.
How is he supposed to decipher if it's a dream or not when he, like, kind of forgets or maybe falls asleep inside of the dream or, you know, days go by?
Don't. And, like, with Maul, like, she went insane.
Yeah, because she couldn't decipher if it was real or not.
Mm-hmm.
Well, wasn't she convinced that she was her real life was her being under or in a dream?
Yeah. She thought that she was still in a dream.
She wanted to be back in there. She thought her actual reality was not real.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, I want to go back.
Yeah. Yeah, she thought they were still dreaming. That's...
Yeah.
Her decision to...
Jump off of a hotel.
Yeah, and, like, kind of screw over Cobb's wife was not a vain. It was more of, like, a, hey, you have nothing to lose, so jump with me.
The thing about all of his movies, like, you can look through all these things, he just kind of makes up rules for, like, physics or anything, and it's just kind of funny. So, like, for Inception, he's like, dream logic. And then he did Interstellar, and he's like, space logic.
Time logic.
And then he does Tenet, and he's just like
building logic.
Time
logic.
And you get confused, but he's like, yeah, like, this is how it makes sense.
Honestly, though, I believe, like,
no,
it
I'm
could
still,
be, it could all be
I need to rewatch Tenet, because I'm still confused about
it. It could all
movie.
Be completely wrong how, like, physics
Tenet.
Works.
Yeah,
that
but
he,
it's
like,
still...
displays in his movies, but I still probably believe it 100% because he displays it so well.
You could bring, like, a fake scientist to me and have him explain time the way that Tenet does it, and then I'd be like, yeah, that sounds right.
No, just show me the movie Tenet.
Yeah, show me.
Like, wow, that makes sense, you know?
I'm pretty sure an expert would be like, actually, they use a lot of these terms in the wrong way, like the wrong, like, premise or whatnot. Like,
so
this word actually means this, but they twist it and make it mean the opposite thing in, like, this scene. It's like, I don't know. I feel like if you're smart and you watch, like, Christopher Nolan movies, you probably don't enjoy them as much.
If you're like... smart and you... Excuse me.
Oh, I'm sorry for comparing us to, like, scientists all, who everything that he does is space.
Theoretical. Like, you can't be, like, as a scientist, you're like, well, actually, if you traveled back in time, that's not how it works, because it's theoretical. Like, I've read enough Marvel comics to know how they work. Screw you.
Dreams are just a chemical reaction in your brain.
Well,
yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry.
Drugs, dude. Yeah, wow.
What were we talking about?
We were talking about the logistics of how
the movie works.
Ellen DeGeneres. She can only speak in questions in this movie.
So the weird thing is like that I never kind of understood. So you have architects who can build stuff in their own reality, or is it in other people's and they just have... Okay, so that kind of makes more sense now, because I was like, you can only control your dream, but it's weird to think of. And how the hell do they go in the one guy's mind if he's a projection of the man's subconscious? How do they do that?
Who's mine?
They don't.
Do they not?
No, they tricked...
So they told Fisher, we're going to his subconscious.
Oh, and
they put him under, and they're like, nah, fuck that, we're not going to his.
And they go under Tom Hardy.
We're going back into Fisher.
We're going back.
Going down another level.
But that was the whole art of it. It was like, it was like deception and like making him think that...
Deception.
You know, they made him think a lot of things. And
so then this is the weird thing then. So if they can like just conjure up anything, right? So like the scene where you've got... Joseph Gordon-Levitt's character, and he like pulls out the rifle and he starts shooting, and you've got Tom Hardy. He's like, darling, you should dream bigger, and then he's like, you know, because that's what he says. But so can they just be like, why not in the hallway scene, like when there's the two guys? Why doesn't Joseph Gordon-Levitt just be like, and just like start shooting?
Because if they do things way out of the ordinary, then like the whole subconscious will be onto them, and then everyone in a 2-mile radius will come and devour their soul.
I guess.
It's like if
it was me, like I would just be like, fuck it, summon an A-10 rat, like fucking warthog or something, just like fly around in the air.
Rhino tea.
I'm gonna deploy. I'm gonna take like 10 seconds to say Lipton, your tea. I'm sorry to like curse, but like this is zero sugar. Why don't you make regular sugar?
Is it that peach? Is that that peach tea that you always complain about?
I'll cover it.
We want any sponsor.
Just letting you know, only Nick thinks that. I don't get that at all.
I'm an Arizona tea guy.
Don't come after me, please. Just go after him.
I'm sure like one of the janitors who works at the Lipton Tea like studio. Complex building.
Yeah, he's shaking in his boots now.
Yeah, he's like, whoa. No, they're right.
Yeah. Well, like they have
so mad at this episode that it'll never air.
Their other tea is good, but like just this one. Like,
then stop drinking it.
But I'm thirsty.
Drink some water.
That's lame.
Drink some. Wait, look.
Maybe I can dream up. Maybe I can dream up some. I'm gonna dream up some
water.
I'm gonna dream up a drink.
Okay.
Snap back to reality.
Nick, the whole point is to get you to stop editing.
Stop editing, so then we can
like,
put up.
Now I think of a drink.
Yes,
yes.
Well, now I'm gonna. I'll totally have time now.
No, you. How?
Oh.
I know. I work 10 to 7 tomorrow.
Let's do this. Like.
I work at McDonald's.
Once you get to like, once you get to holding on to like more than 3 recordings, just upload every other recording after that raw.
We could talk about this after.
Yeah.
Anyways.
That's Inception.
Put it in raw.
Do you have any questions for us, Jack?
Well, I have one question about the ending. If you guys want to like talk about that.
Sure, let's go.
Well, I guess he's out.
Spoiler warning.
For any of you guys who may not have remembered the ending, basically what happens is. Cobb sits, you know, gets back home and he's all happy. He sees his children. They're like,
finally sees their faces
for the first time in like years. And he goes, wait, hang on. This doesn't make sense, real quick, though. So he remembers his children from, like, when he, like, fled the country, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they look, like, the way they looked.
Yeah.
And then he comes back, and they're wearing, like, it looks like they're wearing, like, the exact same thing. So they look the exact same way.
Well, they never bought them any clothes, and how do they...
still in the dream, that's because...
That kind of ties into this ending part. So he's, like, all happy, he's hugging his kids, and he turns around, and then the very ending part is he spins his totem on the table, and the camera, like, slowly pans into it, slowly zooms into it, and then you see it wobble a little bit, and then it cuts.
Yeah, that's the thing is, like, they use so many signs that make you think, like, oh, it's probably not a dream.
It's probably not a dream because you see it wobble, this is about to fall, but then at the same time, you don't know.
Right.
If you want to talk about that real quick?
So that's my question. What do you guys think happened? Like, do you guys think that he's still in a dream? No. Or do you guys think that...
Well, I kind of think you were right because you did say it was starting to, like, keel a little bit towards the end. Like, it was wobbling and it was like...
It did a very slight wobble, then it cut.
I'm trying to think what that would mean if it didn't stop spinning and it actually was a dream.
Yeah, like, how do you know what it... Like, if it keeps spinning, does it mean he's still in a dream or is he not in the dream? And if it keels and starts wobbling, is he not in the dream or is he in the dream?
Right.
Because if it is a dream, like, what part of the movie was real? Was the whole thing a dream for him?
Was Maul right the whole time?
Was there... Yeah.
Yeah. She right... Also, like, when they were in Limbo, was that just, like, him dreaming of what Limbo was, not him actually being there?
Or was Limbo reality?
Maybe he's still in Limbo.
These are all questions nobody will ever answer.
Tune in next time. Next time to Dragon Ball Z.
I don't know. Since I just said, like, you know, how his kids looked literally unchanged from the scene where he, like, fled the country and then the scene where he's back now. Like, did we ever get a time frame of how long he was gone for?
Yeah, it seemed like a lot longer.
It seemed like he was gone for a long time, as, like, the grandma was saying, oh, he's never coming back and stuff like that.
Just
like,
shaking her head.
And then when
he went to give a
card or, like, some gifts to the grandpa, he was like, oh, I can't keep doing this for you, as if he's been doing it for a long time.
Yeah.
It's like, how long has he been away, and why do the kids look the
Probably like a year or something.
I don't know.
I felt like it was long, because, like, if you killed your wife and you're still in hiding for, like, a year, I doubt you could come back.
Also,
and, like,
go ahead. What a crappy wife.
Yeah, fuck
that. I censored myself. Well, like, what? She's like, oh, I don't think this is real. So, for the sake of, like, making sure that there's no escape, I sent an email to our attorney.
She wrote, like, a letter.
So wait, that doesn't make sense.
She declared that she was sane by three different, like, psychologists.
So,
and then she went to her attorney and said that she felt like she was being threatened from her husband to, like, kind of set it up as if he's gonna, like,
murder her.
Yeah, and then obviously she jumped off.
So what you're explaining to me is she, in her mind, went to three dream doctors, and then sent a dream letter to a dream attorney. To then frame
her dream husband.
Yeah, stating that her dream husband, who's, I guess, technically real, is going to dream kill her. So what's the point of doing those other six things if she's just going to kill herself?
See, and it's like,
so he does
Can you even communicate with the, like, people in the subconscious? Like, you see what I'm saying? Well, like, you know, all those people that are
like the projections.
Like, the projections. Can you even interact with those people? Because
you can.
They interacted with the old dude.
But they didn't.
I can't remember his
they
name.
Didn't like
his
speak,
uncle.
Did they?
Yeah, when they bumped
Fisher's
into
uncle.
Him. Yeah, Fisher's uncle.
Oh, you're
because
right.
Because Saito thought it was
grandfather. Or
the, Saito thought it was Eames.
That was the only one.
And he was like, you look different.
But they could do it again. I mean, what's saying she can't contact the attorney or she can't contact the therapists, you know?
And I mean, he interacts with Maul the whole time, and she's a projection.
Yeah.
When every time they're in the dreamscape.
Dreamscape.
What if he, like, why didn't he was like, okay, so she's being a problem, and she's like, still thinks she's in a dream. What if he just faked, like, waking her up? What if he, like, she went to bed one night, and he, like, brings her into, like,
his
a room. Or, like some warehouse,
reverse
whatever,
section.
And, like, like changes her clothes and, like, sits her down. And then he, like, sits next to her, and they, like, do, like, a jolt and, like, wake both of them up. And, like, he's still awake, so he's like, duh. He's like, you're awake now. And she's like, oh my God, I'm awake. Or why doesn't he just do Inception again?
Maybe she would have thought that she would have still been sleeping. So then she would have woke up again and she would have been like, well, this shit's a dream. And then done it all over again.
Yeah, because he planted that, like, so deep in her mind. Yeah. So where, like, I'm pretty sure she would have thought that every, like, every layer that they are in is a dream, mm-hmm. no matter what. Because to get into limbo, right, don't you have to go through multiple layers of,
you
like,
have to die
or something like that?
You have to die. Yeah. And you then, just have to be, like, juiced up on
so
drugs and die.
You're so sedative, or sedated.
Sedated.
Yeah. That's the word. And you die in that dream that you're still in that subconscious to the point where, like, you can't. Your actual body isn't awake.
Mm-hmm.
So you're still stuck in that dream state, but you can't wake up.
Yeah.
So you're stuck. You have to go somewhere.
Yeah.
Right.
Like they were saying, if you, like, died in the first level of a dream,
you just wake up.
You just wake up, but your mind would be mush because you would have been in the limbo for who knows how many years. So your mind would have been mush. Like, think of the actual repercussions of, like, being immediately woken up after being sedated. That's probably what would happen, I guess. I don't know. I'm not a sedation expert. But your mind would probably be mushed. I've never been sedated unless, like, that's what they do when you
right
pull
now.
Your tonsils out. Not your tonsils.
So here's
your
wisdom teeth pulled
Yeah.
out? Were you not sedated?
For, like, a couple hours.
Okay, so you were
sedated.
You
were sedated then.
Yeah. Yeah, but they didn't, like, wake me up until, like, 2 minutes.
Dude,
what are you talking about?
Imagine, like,
they didn't put me under and then just, like, immediately start shaking me, like, wake up! Wake up! They didn't.
They slapped your face a few times.
Dude, I would hate it if
wake
I was, like,
up!
If no, I was just drifting off enough. And they're like, count to 10, and they, like, have the mask over, and I'm like, and then all I see is a middle aged man with a goatee and a mustache just, like, looming over my body. I'm like,
you might see the floor move a little bit.
And then start yelling. Oh, well, I'm not going to make a Django.
And start
Unchained
yelling
reference.
Racial slurs.
Oh, well, he did it for me.
No. Okay.
I guess that's technically not. That's not. Whatever. Score.
All right, Mason.
You missed both.
Score. Yeah, but it didn't make a loud sound. Anyway,
right.
Do you have any other questions, Jack?
If you keep talking, I can pull up some more.
You've got something to say?
No, let me look at my notes.
I have something to say.
Get off your damn phones.
So.
Well, one thing that she said, and like, kind of like the beginning of the movie. Said?
Hold on. Are you going somewhere? Or like, are do you. Okay, sorry.
Are
go
you
ahead.
Going somewhere?
I didn't want to. I'm
right now.
Sorry,
going somewhere
so
with this?
Much.
This is just nonsense.
Wait, I had something pop in my head. Normally, like, when I think of something, it goes away, but I didn't want
right
to interrupt
ahead.
You.
Go.
Okay, Lord sorry. So, when Sato woke up, like, on the train after, like, everything had happened, he, like, saw on his, like, wrist or something that there was a puncture mark
mm-hmm.
from, like, being sedated. Why didn't Fisher, like, do the, like, did he not see something in his
no.
wrist?
No, no, because
like,
Fisher's an idiot.
No. It wasn't, he wasn't under sedation. So the things that
no.
they have on
oh.
their are on their wrist is, like, the sleep machine or whatever.
Isn't that
the
timer?
Sorry. Yeah. So,
but wasn't Fisher hooked up to that?
The way, no. yeah. Well, yeah, but they.
He was sedated with the drink. They spiked
yeah,
it.
Yeah, they
no,
were
they
sedated.
Put the second time over, they put it on the mat, the little cover.
Yeah.
On his head, so he was out.
And then he
okay.
sniffed.
That's. I think that's how they all connect into Fisher's subconscious.
So, okay.
Yeah.
So,
that's how you.
He just has to be asleep.
Sense.
He doesn't have to be connected to the machine.
Yeah.
Right.
No. Because they already they gave him that like strong drug, and they put it on his mask,
okay.
and then he's
mm-hmm.
out no matter what, and then. The little cables that they all put on their arm. I think that's how they connect their minds into his subconscious.
So here's
okay, but
I'm
then the second
okay,
how does
know.
Yeah,
how does your dream
sounds,
self
yeah,
make
sounds,
its way into the other person's dream if it's not connected?
How does what?
I have no clue. But
they're all
in
the machine except Fisher.
In the second layer, they put the like the little connection into him though to go
yeah,
into
that's
someone
the second
else's
layer,
dream.
Though.
But then they were all connected. So it makes no sense to me.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. I'm going too deep.
Oh, wait, hold on.
I
this is
a question.
All right, go right ahead.
Okay, go ahead. Ask you. I was going to say, like, there was two things that I thought of. I'll bring up the other point later, but really quick. So, like, there's the scene where you've got Cobb and Maul, like, on the train tracks, and they're about to get their heads run over, which is, like, albeit the scariest way to die,
yeah.
probably.
but they explained pain is in the mind. Mm-hmm. So, like, when the one guy got shot, he was, like, you know, in pain. They're in pain because you can feel that. What happens if you, like, don't fully die? So, like, if you got your head run over by a train, albeit you're dead, but what if, like, it just clipped you and just took off, like, the top half of your head and you're just kind of there? How does your brain replicate that pain? And how excruciating shock? Is that, especially thinking that,
probably
like,
shock.
Maul and Cobb are the only two people there. So they're just kind of sitting there like...
They're just an eternity of pain. Though.
I mean, they bleed out after like an hour.
Well, would they?
An
hour? Because it's a dream.
Get your top cutting. Well, no, then one dude bled out.
That's true, that's true, that's
exactly.
true.
Exactly.
So, so what if, like, I guess that's just really scary to me.
They just kill themselves again.
Well, yeah, but they're the only two people there.
Wait for the next train.
Going off of that, I mean,
my bowl of Fruit Loops spilled all over the floor.
Oh my God.
If you're at the point of like almost dying, and your body is trying to like say you like do get your head clipped off or something like that, and how does your mind replicate that type of pain, and when it does, your actual body outside of the dream. Does it, like, get affected by does anything? It, like, does your body, like, start body, revolting? Yeah.
Like, if you get shot in the dream, like, you won't have a bullet wound there.
Yeah, so, like...
I guess you probably just feel soreness or something.
Yeah, I feel like your body...
I mean, you might just wake up with a really bad headache.
Probably
so.
That.
That's
bad migraine.
Like, you ever wake up from, like, a fever dream, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it might be that.
That's migraine.
So, the thing that I thought of... So, like, speaking of pain, because they brought it up, like, I don't know if you heard it, but they bring it up, like, really shortly. They're, like, they use this to train people in the military.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So then they, like...
Stash. They can just, like, shoot each other in the face and
that
be
would,
fine.
That would be so great as an alternative to, like, airsoft and paintball. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's no way you can, like, you're not that asshole who's just like, I didn't get hit. And it's like, I see clearly that I shot you.
Yeah. Like, now I can shoot people's brains out and get the whole effect.
You don't have an arm. Like, imagine, like, you're in that and you're just like, oh yeah, and you like shoot somebody.
Imagine
and they're just like
bringing that into like virtual reality game, like
oh,
making
no.
Oh, no.
You literally just go around.
Man, that'd be I'd be fine. I'd invest in that
Oculus Dreamscape.
Yeah, but you actually, would you actually
coming
get hurt 2032 if it was a real game?
Oh,
like would they do
imagine,
that
like have you guys seen Ready Player One?
I did.
Yeah.
He has like the vest and he can feel like
he's got like
touched.
The like
oh,
treadmill
have, yeah,
and whatnot.
Imagine if you have that.
I'd love
I
that.
I wouldn't play games if I got
that. That shit would be crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Especially.
Hold on a second. We got to patent that.
Yeah, but they, I wouldn't want that because I feel like I'd like get online with my friend because they show like the one bodysuit that gives you like super extra feeling.
Nick would like long.
Yeah,
just
yeah,
but, like
well,
kicking the
yeah.
area, they respawn.
Yeah. No,
like,
but what would,
every you time you get shot by a bullet, yeah. the vest will like inject
have,
a bullet into your stomach.
What yeah. you'd have is like we'd be waiting in a lobby and like somebody would join, like Nick would join or something, and I'd just be like, hey Nick. And just like punch him in the dick every time, and then he'd be like, "I can feel that."
And I mean,
I'd
do anything, and I'm still loading in.
I would disconnect that part.
You,
would
you
like that part?
Yeah, I want to disconnect the penis
who,
part from the
whose
from
idea,
the vest.
Whose idea would
was
that?
To add the
like,
crotch
let's
part?
Add the crotch part.
I
you just
probably
the
people. Okay,
unless
probably people playing Resident Evil who want Lady Dimitrescu to crush
no.
their balls. Because that was an uncomfortable scene. What, like the scene where the girl is
kicked?
No. The scene where the girl's feeling up on the main character.
Oh yeah, and you can like see
yeah.
the footprints.
And you're like I mean, I was in. How old were we when we saw that? Like 16, 17.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All
that,
the virgins
I'm
in the audience
like,
are like, I can like, feel the touch of a woman finally.
What movie are we on?
Yeah, no, we're talking about both are very good movies.
All right.
Back
so,
to dreams.
Wait, can we watch that next, though?
Yeah.
Ready Player
yeah,
One?
Sure.
All right. So,
we'll
my question
we'll
is,
talk about it.
Oh, yeah.
Why can we never remember the beginning of our dreams?
Hold on.
He's on something.
Yes.
Like it's true. Like I can't
well,
remember
wait,
one instance where I just kind of like spawn in and I'm like, okay, this is the beginning.
Yeah, that's exactly what
actually,
your mind just places you. Like I think
your mind is already going.
Yeah, your
mind
is
when it's
going.
The cognitive part that's actually remembering is when you're actually like really deep in the dream. It's like in the beginning you don't really remember, and at the end sometimes you don't remember either because it's that cognitive part in your like your REM sleep. Like, your REM sleep has, like, it's, like, your rhythm. I don't know how to explain this. I'm all over the place, but
they kind of...
you have a rhythm, and sometimes it goes in and out.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll remember some parts, but then you'll forget, like, other parts of the dream because it's the rhythm going up and down. So it's not always a clear memory of what you dreamed about. You only remember beats and pieces because
beats and pieces.
Because of that, the in and out cycle of your circadian rhythm. Sorry,
I have.
It's so
weird. So you're right.
I looked it up.
I took psych.
I looked it up online. But I didn't. I didn't find why you can't remember the beginning.
Hang on,
it tells
hang
us.
On. I got something. Like you ever, you know, like you think you're thinking
does
of something.
Anything to do with the beginning of a dream?
He's about to look something up on the internet.
I already have it right here.
Yeah,
I,
does this wait, have to do with the beginning of a dream?
This is more interesting because I'm just
does
getting
this
it
have
off
to do with the beginning
my,
of a dream?
It does.
No.
It does.
Can
okay,
you
okay.
stop?
You ever? Okay, I give you 10 seconds.
You ever go to Froyo? No, hang on.
We're done.
So
we're
you're
cutting
thinking
off
of
mic.
Something before you're going to bed, right?
Some scissors.
Do you ever do that when you go to bed? You're thinking of something.
Okay, yeah, I go to bed.
And then you, that thing, yeah. that thing you're yeah. thinking of. Is yeah. what you dream about.
Yeah. Like,
sometimes.
That's how it starts.
It doesn't
wherever,
normally
start wherever
like
you
that.
Are thinking of, that's where the dream starts at.
Not
like,
most
you're
of the time.
Of,
sometimes
like, going
sometimes
to the
I wanted to come on a beach,
I was
but
never
then
thinking about
being
a green apple,
exactly.
eating a cake.
Because they say this in the movie, like, okay, if I tell you not to think of an elephant, what are you thinking about now?
Not an elephant?
No, because you just said elephant, so you're thinking of an elephant. You nice person.
Yeah.
Lying piece of
all right, you're done.
Yeah, Jack, I actually do sometimes remember some beginning of my dreams. Kind of like cutscenes almost. Like, I remember, like,
yeah, but is it
and,
the
like,
beginning?
No, never the beginning.
Or is it just like you're spawning in like the middle
count,
of a fist
like,
fight and you're like...
I'm going to bed and I'm thinking about fighting Buzz Lightyear with Obama's face instead of Buzz Lightyear's face. And then that is what I dream about.
Hold on. Nick, were you going to say something?
I was going to say we forget almost all dreams after waking up. Our forgetfulness is generally attributed to neurochemical conditions of the brain that occur during REM sleep.
Yeah.
A phase of sleep characterized
boring.
By rapid eye movements right, and dreaming.
They talk about that in the movie too. It's
they
like,
do. I don't
so
remember
I was
that
right.
part.
I remember
two
that part.
Movie. Yeah, I remember all of
yeah.
that.
Definitely. Guys, I'm smart.
BBC Future. Yeah, I got a future.
He was talking about it with Fisher in the second level of the dream. And he was like, I am your agent. You're
oh, yeah,
like
exactly.
subconscious
agent. Oh, yeah, he pretended
agent,
to be
and
the
and I'm trying to protect you.
Yeah.
And he's like, do you ever think... And he just like randomly interjects. He's like, you ever like, you know, struggle to like remember the dream you just had when you woke up? I'm going to train you. It takes training, but you can remember those dreams. And like, okay,
and that's
cool.
where he was trying to get the code.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's basically, was, like, trying to turn his subconscious
but it was, like,
himself.
A completely fake code. That, like, he wanted him to think that he knew. So mm-hmm. then when they get to... Well, so then when they got to the third dream, he was, like, entering that code now that you think you, like, knew, but you kind of just created.
Like, just say the first five
own.
Numbers on the top of your head.
Like, bro, just give me five numbers.
I literally would have just
like,
been
it
like.
Was on that note they had when he saw him at the bar, though. Like, those numbers were on, like.
Yeah, it was written down on a napkin that he, like, glanced at.
Yeah, I would have seen them be like, all right, let's go. I
oh,
know
that's what that was.
Yeah, yeah. That's what those numbers
and
were.
And those were the room numbers as well that
that's
they were going
crazy.
In.
Crazy.
Wasn't
yeah.
it, like, 417 and 528?
Yeah,
like, I think
so.
Was that.
What
yeah.
The, yeah, what they basically did was just assemble a.
I would have just
bailed yep.
Stroke.
Exactly.
Yes.
All right.
What is it? What are the thing am I thinking of? A safe. They had to construct a safe, so
yeah.
then they're able to place it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah,
but it's like at the same time they like kind of like interloop that in. They like, I guess they wrote. They had like the code written down like throughout and whatever. Like you know with mm-hmm. the rooms and the napkin and the safe and you know it's just kind of crazy.
Damn, that's like a lot of planning if you think about it. Like they had to do like so much planning for this.
Well, they've
and
done this
they're
multiple
inside
times.
Multiple
dream states.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
The
like there's so much shit. To think about for that.
And by the way, if you die, you just
you're
go
stuck
to
limbo. In
limbo
for the rest of
your
life.
Your brain is fried, so you it's like it's probably worse.
I
would have
been
because you're just like I can't die. I
literally just keep going.
I just exist.
Yeah.
I would have been super impressed if they were able to like show in the movie Ari kind of constructing the dream levels. Like before they go in,
oh, yeah.
that would be. I feel like that would be very difficult to do because, you know,
that's
like
I
can't imagine
get.
What
how
that would
does,
look like.
How does she construct the levels or like the areas in someone else's subconscious?
Yeah, yeah. Really
why is it only
sense,
her?
But...
Yeah, because she's
the
like the best one. She's
yeah.
like better
okay,
than
Okay,
so
can they all do it just not good enough? Like,
oh,
are they
so.
Like they have
yeah.
a
she
certain ability? Okay, but like, what does that mean? She's like,
like
studying
no,
to
like
be
an architect?
Yeah,
like
a
literally
architect.
Oh, okay, okay,
yeah.
okay.
Yeah.
See, I was like, is this a metaphorical thing, or is that just like name of the person that builds it?
No, they're literally called
an architect. Okay, so that makes more sense, because I was just like thinking the entire time it was just a label for her.
What was Tom Hardy?
He was the,
He was the guy who was able to, like, other, like, different people the subconscious. Because
that's how he became the old guy.
Mm-hmm.
When they were, when they were getting tortured or whatever.
Yeah,
he's a copycat.
Yeah.
Ditto.
I don't know what his
ditto.
What his term was. I'm looking it up right now. He was, well, it gave me his name, which is Eames.
Eames.
He was Eames.
He, he's a, I love Tom Hardy.
Yeah, he's the goat.
He's great. He played as a lot of things.
Venom?
He was Venom. Bane. He was in most of his scenes.
He's Bane?
Yeah, he's Bane.
Wow,
yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
It's kind of funny. So, like, speaking of that, I just wanted to bring that up because me and somebody talked about that scene. You know how tall Tom Hardy is? He's pretty short. Like, 5'5".
Short king!
You know how big Christian Bale is? He's like 6'1". They make Bane look massive in that. Well, hold on.
Well, it's all about the camera angles and stuff.
So yeah, that's the whole point of it.
The size of the box that he stands on.
Yeah, but he's a big. I almost looked up Tom Hardy's length. Tom Hardy's height.
Length and width.
I think I might find something else. He's 5'9". Sorry,
five. Okay, that's a big stretch.
That's a big stretch. But he's still 5'9", and Christian Bale's 6 foot. That's still like 3 or 4 inches.
It's not incredibly like. That's not an incredible difference.
Yeah, but he looks larger than Christian Bale in those scenes.
Yeah. Okay, that's much easier to make it him is stilts. 5'9", not 5'. Like, if he was 5'5",
is a big difference.
That's like, I don't know about that one.
That's 2 inches taller than me.
He's still intimidating.
Cool.
Yeah, Tom Hardy.
Yeah, he's a scary guy. Well, not scary. He's really chill.
He's 5'5".
I gotta say, like, just really quick, my favorite movie with him is Mad Max.
Oh, yeah, he was in Mad Max.
Yeah, he was the
main guy. I haven't seen that movie.
Me neither.
Same.
Yeah, we should do that one sometime. That'd be a fun watch.
Comment down below if you want to do that.
Yeah.
Or don't.
I don't know why we keep saying that, because videos don't get posted.
All right, Zach, you know what to do. Comment below.
Thank you.
The big kahuna.
The big kahuna.
The big kahuna.
Do we have any other...
Big kahuna, or do you want the big kahuna chicken?
So do y'all want to get into some ratings, or...
Ratings?
What do we have? 47 minutes? Holy crap!
I don't think there's anything else to touch on.
I could touch on something.
Do you want to say something?
I don't want to know about.
I don't know why I put it like that.
Do you want to touch on something?
Start touching.
Watch what you touch over there.
Well,
over
it's here. So like they use.
Watch it, wandering hands.
Leonardo DiCaprio. So like the scene where it kind of pissed me off watching it. Like it's the scene where he's like staring at Maul and he's just kind of like. But what if she's real?
Bruh.
And it's like, you literally...
No, she's not.
He literally had a conversation with her, like, an hour ago that was just like, she's dead. I straight up watched her fall to her death.
Yeah, but...
But?
What if that was a dream?
Like, it's traumatic, you know? Like, he still sees her on a constant basis, you know?
PTSD.
Because he's constantly doing extraction and inception and whatnot to people's minds, so and she's always in there.
Well,
like,
he also locked her
in
his subconscious.
Yeah, like. So whenever he dreams as well, is he also sees her, so it's like it doesn't make, I don't know, like for at least, you know, you see him like every 5 minutes he's spinning that top too to decipher like if it's real or not, so that's probably why he's having trouble, like, you know, deciphering if she's real or not, you know, even
and
when
he was also trapped in limbo. So
yeah, for 50 years. And, you know, even though all the buildings around them are like collapsing to a mild thunderstorm.
Yeah.
I really,
he still can't decipher if it's real or not.
Do you guys, remember that scene where Ari were like in like, the guy that they were going into his mind, like got sucked away and, Maul was like shot and he was like holding her. But then before that, he was talking about, like, oh, you're not real. I'm not going to actually stay with you. Like, that scene where they were in limbo.
Oh, with Ari and Cop in limbo?
Yeah, so, I don't know. That whole thing was just kind of confusing. Because then she was like, oh, this is real. I was right the whole time. And it was just kind of... I was confused the whole time.
You know what made absolutely no sense? How Arthur was able to tie up every person in that room with that wire... Take him to the elevator, cut the elevator wires, just in preparation for the kick in 2 minutes. Mm-hmm. That made no sense at all.
Yeah, that was not yeah. 2 minutes. Yeah,
2 minutes to do all that. And he was fighting, like, two other guys as well.
Well, it's 2 minutes. Oh, yeah, I guess that's true. That's not really enough time to do that. I don't know. I really want him to have, like, after watching this movie, obviously he's had other movies that he's been in, but, like, Joseph Gordon-Levitt hasn't been really in any other movies.
I don't really. What movies is he in?
He's like, I can name three. It's in this one.
Name only other, one other
Dark
movie.
Knight Rises.
Yeah.
And Treasure Planet. Those are the only three.
Yeah, but he's one. That's just voice
acting. Yeah, okay, whatever.
He's who the was main he in? Who, oh, he was the main character?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's another movie.
That's a good
watch.
Movie.
We can't. We don't movie. Have. Whatever. Anyway, do you have any other points, Jack? You have any points, Vicky?
I don't have anything.
Oh, good.
Alex, Kurt.
I mean, I was going to say one thing. I know there's medicines that can, like, counteract anesthesia. So, like, if technically you get trapped in the limbo, can't you just, like, can't one of your buddies that's outside just inject you with something to get you out?
I guess. Well, at
the same time, how do you get out of limbo the same way you got in?
I think drug yourself out. Yeah, just trapped, though, so you kind of be, like, that, funky.
You notice how, like, kind of they all woke up at the same time when they, like, splashed on the water, even though Cobb went into limbo in the very end? He might have woken up, like, maybe, like, I don't know, a couple seconds later and then gotten out. But
it still felt like an
eternity. Yeah, those couple of seconds could be, like, an eternity for him. So, you know, by the time for his friend to grab, like, the anti-anesthesia and, like, stab him with it, you know, he would already
been,
like...
he'd already been,
he would already been alive, or he'd already been in limbo for, like, 50 million years. Yeah, and then he'd already be mush.
What? So, they need a jolt, right? They need some sort of force that wakes them up. And they're under anesthesia. So, like... Well, no, I guess that does...
Remember how he said...
Wait,
there's, like,
one,
no way to wake them up, I guess. But, like...
No. He made a specific way for them to wake up. It was that jolt, remember? The chemist guy was like, if you exhibit the feeling of falling, right? Like, you... Like, off balance, that'll wake you up. Because remember, like, Tom Hardy was like, here's an example of a kick, and Arthur's up like this, and he kicks his leg out. And it's like, whoa! Or, like... They put Arthur to sleep, and then the chemist guy, like, tips his chair over, and he falls back.
Yeah.
And he's like, ugh!
But they're in a plane, right? They were in a plane when they're, like, flying over, and they're doing all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I've been on planes before, and there's some
pretty turbulent moments.
There's a lot of turbulence on a plane.
There was also a lot of turbulence when they were in the van.
Yeah.
Like
you could,
like,
literally
chasing.
See the gravity was, like, shifting.
Yeah.
Their legs were in everywhere. The air.
Yeah. Also, didn't they miss one too? There was, like, an avalanche.
Avalanche.
In the third dream world, and someone was like, "Oh, that was the kick. We missed it." Was that? I don't think it was when they hit the edge of the bridge. I don't know.
That was the first kick when it went off they're going off the bridge, not in the water.
So, like, it kind of, like, impacted them, but I guess, like, not enough.
Yeah, it was, like, a small thing, but they were like, oh, we missed one. So they had multiple ones, like, set up or something? Or
yeah, I think they planned that. I think the plan was originally to hit something to go off, and then he knew the water was going to impact them, so it's like, all right.
So it was like a trigger, so they were like, okay, we have this much time left.
The only thing we're forgetting is that, like, the kick is more effective depending on, like, how close it is to that level. So, like, the level, like, level two of the dream, the elevator, that was the kick that woke him up out of the third level. What woke him up out of the second level was the van, right? And then I don't know how they woke up after the van. I don't know.
They had whatever jolt that they had planned. Well, it was the music.
They probably just jolted themselves out of there.
No, or
were
they just, like,
the van
stopped?
Was the music. Didn't they?
Well, then what jolted them out of that?
Them out of the snow was exploding the building.
No.
The jolt
that they get in the plane is with the machine. That's what gives them the jolt.
Yeah, that's what releases them out of it.
Okay, then never mind.
It's
so confusing.
Like, the further away you get, like, the turbulence you feel from the plane, you're not going to really feel it while you're in the third level, nor will you really feel, like, what's happening, like, in the van when you're in the third level either, because it's, like, kind of spaced out. I don't know.
I don't think they would feel turbulence, though, because they were so heavily sedated.
Yeah.
Like, you know when it's, like, thundering outside and, like, you're in, like, a deep sleep and you don't wake up?
Well, I think the levels, like,
I think
represent
it's like
how
you
deep in sleep
you
are.
Like,
Yeah. So like they're in the first level.
Yeah.
They're heavily sedated, but they're only like in the very moderate sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Then they go to the second level, and then the third level. That's where they're like really, really asleep.
Under, yeah.
What if they didn't wake up from like the deeper jolts, and they woke up from like the last one, like from the van to the plane?
Dead.
Will they just be dead?
Like, I guess so. If you don't wake up, you die.
Yeah, they like skip all those waking up steps. So like going
from number three to all the way to number one?
Yeah, they've seemed to...
That's probably where it's like you go to limbo. I don't know. I don't know how the rules work. You'd have to ask Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah, he's the one who's in charge of this. Yeah. He's the rule maker.
Can we call up Leo right now?
Yeah, I've got his number right here.
Wow.
If you wake up,
I have his. Why do you have his number?
Wait a second.
If you wake up from level three to reality, you go to limbo. If you wake up from level three to one, you get a lollipop.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
All right, ratings.
Okay.
I think it's time.
You choose.
Normally out of 10.
You choose.
I give it
an A plus.
We're doing 1 out of 10.
Five stars.
I'm gonna give it an A plus.
Two enthusiastic thumbs up.
78% tomato.
Well, 78%.
Mario is a funny comedian.
I gotta give it a. Well, every time I talk about a movie that I love, and I'm like, there's no problems. Well, yeah, that. But I'm always like, there's no problems with this movie. But then when I talk about it, and I'm like, there's.
Well, how do you really feel?
Like I love Christopher Nolan's movies. He's got to be my favorite director, but the only thing about his movies that like kind of aggravates me is they're always in this form of like montage. If you can see it, like it's very like cut apart.
I don't see that as a negative.
It's not negative, but like sometimes it can feel a little bit like, wait a minute, hold on, like I'm trying to catch up and you're just just for a second, but I don't care with this movie, and I don't really care with the rest of his movies. I feel like if it was done like by, I don't know, somebody who rhymes with like Bicycle May, I feel like maybe
Bicycle May.
I'm gonna give it a 10 out of I gotta
10
give
out
it,
of 100.
No, I gotta give it a 9 out of 10.
Pressure.
No, 8 out of 10.
8 out of 10 what you were describing.
I feel like over time, Christopher Nolan perfected the art of being confusing. But like it's 2010, so like it kind of took him a while. So I'll give it an 8 out of 10.
Okay. All right, V.
I kind of like your explanation of why you gave that. I think I feel the same way. So I'm gonna give it an 8 out of 10.
Okay.
That's it.
Wow.
That's mine.
Cool. Stealing my explanation.
I'm stealing what he said because it just made sense to me. And then I liked it. So, 8 out of 10.
I'm a huge fan of this movie. I remember when you first showed me this movie, like, it's back good. A while ago. And I was like, holy cow. I was like, holy cow, how did I not, like, hear this movie before? this movie was amazing. And I watched it again. It still, like, amazed me.
Still
like,
holds up.
Yeah, I was, like, I was amazed by it the second time. And honestly, in my opinion, I see very, very little wrong with it. Like, it leaves me with, like, the right amount of questions that I want to ask for the next time. Or, like, not ask for the next time, but they just keep, like, it keeps me, like, thinking about it by, like, staying in my mind.
Mm.
There's really no, like, major bad points I could talk about. So I'm going to have to give it, like, for me, like a 10 out of 10. This is one of my 10 out of 10 movies.
Wow.
Yeah.
I respect it.
I think this might be the first time I've given something a 10 out of 10 on the podcast, but... Definitely this is like a 10 out of 10. Just the way they like the way they portrayed everything with like the cinematography and and the different just like the different shots and the suspenseful music that Christopher Nolan does really well with.
Super good.
Yeah. Like that was amazing. It like it blew it out of the water, and then the whole concept of the movie in itself is like something I would have never thought about.
Yeah.
I would have never thought about it. They thought about it, made it up. Or I don't know who made it up, but whoever did, props to you. You did an amazing job. And, I like movies where, like, you know, it's, like, this concept that
on an aspect of reality.
Well, yeah. I sit there, I'm like, okay, if I really try to, like, think about, like, different things like this, like, this is probably one of them that I would never be able to, like, just think up of randomly, you know, like, going into, like, a dream of a dream of a dream or whatever, and
it's just planting it into someone's
mind. Yeah, it's just all this like all this really cool stuff that went on. So yeah, that's my reason for giving it a 10 out of 10.
The scene where Leonardo DiCaprio meets up with Tom Hardy was really stupid.
What?
5 out of 10.
Really? You hate
it? Wow. I really wanted to talk about that scene because, like, all those people have the worst fucking aim. Like, they can't hit Leonardo DiCaprio while he's just standing still.
Yeah, it's real-life stormtroopers.
It's called plot.
And when he was doing all these, like, that tiny-ass little crevice in the wall?
Yeah, it's like, dude, he ran into the crevice like that thin, and he ran into it, like, shoulders first. Like, gosh, I can't move. Oh, no. Hope they don't shoot me. You're like, you could have walked like this, like, ugh.
Yeah, he got through it fairly fast. So stupid. And at the end, he got stuck of it. Like,
he literally got lodged between like his shoulder blades.
Caught him right there, just
two shots
right there. He's dead.
They could have like sat down, got a lawn chair out, made some coffee, and just be like,
"Oh, that was another way that he built suspense in the movie." You know,
by wedging himself into a crevice that he could easily fit through. Like, we gotta search through this city to find a crevice that Leonardo DiCaprio is not like skinny enough to fit through, so he can build suspense. I don't know. What else did I like about the movie? Not a lot, really. The movie actually was pretty good, except for that one part.
Okay.
And it was a little confusing, but that's fine. That's the effect they were going for. So I'll give it a 7.5.
7.5?
7.5 out of 10?
Yeah, 7.5.
Cool.
Actually, no, I'll give it an 8. I'll give it an 8.
You got upgraded.
Like, I would give Wonder Woman a 7.5 or something. Like, it was way better.
No, I heard the second one was, like,
both
trash.
Of them.
I didn't like the second one.
I didn't even see it. I just heard it was trash.
I'll give it an 8 out of 10. Just because of those things that bugged me a little bit.
Nice.
I guess, yeah.
All right, please be out of 10. Don't do Xavier's rating.
It'll be out of 10, right, but it'll still be Xavier's rating.
No. That's Xavier's thing.
Well, he's not coming back.
All right, well, that's fine. Because, wow. I don't know. That's his legacy.
No, it will live in legend.
I thought of it already. I'm going to say it.
No, it's not original.
Pull it out of your subconscious.
It is.
The first 5 numbers out of your subconscious go. That's your rating.
What first 5 numbers are you thinking about?
There you go.
All right. Can I do it, please?
Just
trolling. I'm just saying, it's unoriginal.
Do it, Father.
Please.
I enjoyed it, but, like, it was my favorite movie. I'd watch it maybe again, but not willingly, I guess. Like, if y'all want to watch it, I'm down, but I don't know.
It's not your go-to?
No. It's definitely other movies, maybe.
Pluto Nash in 3D.
Definitely
what?
Mickey Mouse Clubhouse, my top one
go-to.
Space Jam, the new one?
Oh, no.
Come on,
Jim!
Can we do that one? All right, I'm not going to do it, but I guess I'll give it like a 6.5 out of 10.
6.5?
Dang.
Wow, Jack is really hurt by that.
Holy crap.
I got to even it out, Jack. It wasn't
go right ahead.
For me personally, it wasn't like my type of movie. I got pretty distracted. And
that's fair.
I was just, like, on my phone quite a lot. I got really hungry, though, so I was, like, on DoorDash.
Oh, my. You let her do that?
I had to go pick up food. I was in the middle of doing quizzes. I'm sorry.
You were watching homework. The movie?
Yes.
I've already seen the movie. I've already seen it, like, twice. If we do Tenet, I don't even have to watch it. I've watched it 6 times now.
That's like a really? Downloaded movie.
Yes.
On Amazon Prime.
I bought it.
Yes.
I bought the movie. I will watch it a couple more times if need be.
If we do Tenet, I'm going to your house.
It's, yeah, dude, that I love that movie. That movie gets a 10 out of 10.
Well,
I'm sorry, I'm spoiling the future, but whatever.
Maybe.
All right, Kurt.
My rating, I'd probably give it a, probably a 9, just because I was going off of what you were saying. I think it leaves a lot of suspense.
Mm-hmm.
There's room. I know that's probably not going to happen for a sequel, but I think they left room for a sequel. I think every movie does that, honestly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I did like the aspect of going into someone's dream and going into another dream and then into another one. It's just like such a weird concept that not many people could have thought of, and it's just a good movie, and they made it really well.
Not only a crazy European can think of.
I also, one of the scenes when they're like on the street and then that like it curves over and is like over top.
Oh, yeah.
Reminded me of Doctor Strange. That's all I wanted to.
Oh
yeah. Yeah, it was all funky like that.
I was watching it again.
They got it, that exactly out of Inception, like.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff in Inception that like you can watch it and, because I remember watching Inception and then immediately after watching Doctor Strange and I was like, half of the special effects that they put in this is kind of just like straight ripped.
They just copied and pasted from Inception.
Yeah, but it's still good.
I guess that's,
it's a spectacle movie.
I guess that's fair, like saying like this is a really good movie because it like kind of revolutionized the way they make movies now. I guess looking at Doctor Strange and like even WandaVision, I'd argue, because a lot of the weird shit they do in WandaVision, I feel like it was inspired from Inception.
Well, the thing is, you cannot pay attention to the story at all in like Christopher Nolan's movies, and they're still enjoyable.
Yeah.
Because the thing is, they're spectacles, and that's the whole point of them.
The only thing, another thing I didn't like about the movie is like, why are all these people willing to do this job just so this guy can go home and see his kids?
Because they got paid.
Yeah, they're also getting paid.
When did they get paid?
I don't know.
Paid by the Asian dude.
Saito.
He bought a whole airline.
So did we come up with a fight? Did everybody rate?
Yep.
Yes, everyone did.
Okay. Yeah. What is it?
8.25.
It's 8.25.
Round down.
8.3.
Oh, round up.
round down.
10 out of 10.
Well, I'm an optimist, so I think we should rate it up, round it up to 9.
Media Mix gives...
You guys failed
math class. We don't have a wide shot, so I'm just going to switch between both.
Just like flash back and forth. Yeah. Whoa!
All right, that's the rating.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Everybody say bye.
Like and subscribe. Bell icon. Comment. Share.
My bun looks weird on camera.